Morning. We're going to just conclude last week's share, and then we're going to talk about tzitzis today. As we end Parshat Shlach and tzitzis, and we Karach is beginning of Karach. Also, we have the Indian of the tzitzis. Just to conclude last week's share, so we left off with how do we look at the summer where we have different bungalow colonies, summer homes, and we want to be able to bring the Kabbalah Shabbat at the right time. And we were stuck, not stuck, but we were debating about how do we view the different minyanim in the country. So what I, Baruch Hashem, when I got home last week, did look at a sefer, Chag v'Chag, quoting Rabbi Yashiv. So although it's not so kashid, the halacha, because this, as we mentioned, we'll briefly go over it, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I just want to learn a Shulchan Aruch Harav and a Helcha Shabbos, the Shabbos from Rabbi Kar. And we will then look at the Sefer Shvas Yitzchak, also is Rabbi Yashiv, and then we're going to head into Tzitzis. So one Shulchan Aruch Harav, the top one, says like this, in Reivah Kol, most of the community, or in this case, Kehila, was Mekabel Shabbos. Ha-Miyanim Shulchan Aruch Harav, this the Miyot is Nim Shulchan, that we learned last week, Basur B'Malacha, even if they're not in Shul, and even if they want to say clearly they don't want to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Once they're in the ear, it does appear that if someone's traveling to a hotel and that's going to be where your minyan is, well, until you get once reach the hotel and you're in the hotel, if they were already in the Kabbalah Shabbos, that's it. You have to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos, and the putt will see shortly. You have to keep your keys and everything is muksa now. You have the halachas of there as actually a Kabbalah Shabbos, and you are then going to be running into the halachas, which is fascinating, of someone who's stuck on the road, and now Shabbos comes, what do you do? You're going to have to go through all of that Shulchan Aruch, that Simon and Shulchan Aruch. What do you do with your muksa, with your wallet, your keys? And we're definitely not going to spend time on that today, but that is where you would need to know those halachas.
Even if they have a later minyan.
No, I'm talking about you going to a hotel where there's one minyan, you're there one for a simple, yeah. That's comes with Shulchan Aruch Harav, says like this, what happens if most of the shul, and this is what many bring down, let's say most of the shul is not in shul, you know, even if it's your shul, ainim shalchan archamir. Yes, yes, we're about to see this happen. There are many shuls. Ainim kol mispalim ve'achamim and shalchan archam mispalim v'acherim. Even if you're the mir, you follow your shul. This is the part that they all quote from Shulchan Aruch because he writes it in parentheses. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch writes parentheses, it's usually to say that he wanted to come back and review to make sure that this is fine halacha. So he wrote it in parentheses. But others, once the Shulchan Aruch Harav wrote it in parentheses, he then establishes it as Allah Devi. What is the Shulchan Aruch Harav write in parentheses? The Yachid, we have a Yachid that was not in Shul. Shekibul Bashabit, Apophis, Shiragul, Tamid, the Spahal Kamid. Even if you normally daven in that Shul, so in Roy by year, you still follow Roy by year. A dying Shabbos, you can do Malacha. So if you are in it, if you normally, like you learned last week, you always follow your Shul. But if your shul accepts it, as long as most of the city didn't accept, you can still do work. From all of these paiskim, it seems, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who's the most makel, that you don't always follow your shul, but you're still going to follow Rav Yair. And I do think that in the summer, at least a certain zman, that everybody has accepted Shabbos already. And that's why the Rav Shulchan Aruch goes on further, Adam Shabbat Yair. As I just mentioned to you, once you come to the city, he clearly, like I told you, look at if you're going to a program, a Shabbat Kol, you're going to a weekend, and now that's the only minion in the hotel, you're going to follow that minion, and you have to be Mekabel Shabbos when they are Mekabel Shabbos. Let's learn Hilchos Shabbos from Rabbi Karp. Rabbi Karp is one of the biggest Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. And he says he heard from Rabbi Yashiv. I assume that he heard directly from Rabbi Yashiv. So let's learn what he writes in his sefer, and then we'll conclude. You definitely follow your shul. If most of the community did not, and I say he learns like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. You don't have to follow your shul, even though your shul went early. And normally you follow. It's not like the Machzis HaShekel. Clearly, last week the Machzis HaShekel argued on this. He learns you always follow your shul. Then here's the Yeshayim. That's the Ramsa Shekel. And there says Rabbi Karp, the Raiva Tzibur, most of the community accepted Shabbos, you have to be Mahmet. So if most of the community accepted Shabbos and your shul accepted Shabbos, you nigra after the community and your shul. Yeshayim, this is Rabbi Yashiv. Shebiz manen when our time chase me and I'm on the road. There's so many minyanim. They ain't regular toilet spal. No one davens usually in just one shul. La ilam ayachid shleis spal. The yachid can always daven in a base hakneset sakop. Shemach lekavel chava. Daven in any shul you want. You never nigra. Kiddush gadol. But that's only even the fear of Eliyashiv. It has to be that you don't know, you daven whatever is convenient for you. One week it's Ishul, 1 week it's Satchel, it's next door, it's down the block. You have so many minyan. Says 23. He says, I heard from Eliyashiv. What's shot? We learned you follow the shul. Didn't we say you follow the shul? Eliyashiv is telling me, if you're not regular with toilet spell dafka, but everyone has a shul. Says Eliyashiv, dafka in those days, it was Ashkenaz, it was Sfarad, Chassid. It was where we live. There's so many minyanim with this, the same nusach. Also, oilam ain't the kayach amin akvuya. You can't, if one minyan, ligra hayach. Then it was chai, but I have to dive in the shul. The mitzani halach was probably a knesset sa'akr, chen rak, kabbalah, shabbat, zachrayna. The last shul in the city, that's where you are going to follow. Chiddush gadol, according. It's strange because the others that quote Rabbi Yashiv, there are others from the quote him, they do not say this at all. So the fee Rabbi Yashiv, what Rabbi Karp says he heard from him, is if you have a lot of minyanim and they all daven the same nusach, I can daven wherever I want. And meaning that I can daven wherever I want, I am not going to be nigra after that shul, but if it does, the way he's quoting Rabbi Yashiv, that's only if you're not regil and kvaya this file. So maybe in the summer, everyone davens in so many different places, but if someone normally davens in a minyan in 1 week, because he's running late, he decides that, you know what, I'll daven in another minyan. I'm not so sure that Rabbi Yashiv would agree that you could just go ahead and say, I'm going to this week daven with that minyan. You never daven with that minyan. It has to be, like we said last week, at least there are times when things are, you're running late, I'll daven this minyan, maybe I'll daven there. But in the summer, we should be trying to be careful again, following whatever minyan you daven in.
It wouldn't help in a bungalow.
And it wouldn't help in a bungalow. It wouldn't help in a bungalow, right?
Bungalow next door.
Unless you go all the time, unless you sometimes go next door. Right. If you sometimes go next door, then it would work.
Yeah. So whenever the inventory of minyanim in a week you normally go, the bungalow county, you're not the.
Some bungalow county has 3 minutes.
City has a.
Okay. So now let's have a problem.
Right. 5 minutes.
All right. You
got
the right.
Yeah. Very good. Right. That does this. They all do somewhat early. Then the latest one they can normally go.
Yeah.
The fact is that even now, then, so we have three minyan a minute, but sometimes we dive in the first, sometimes the second, and
Yes. That would be like in a country where you have a bunch of minyanim, and one week, you normally dive in the first one, you want to dive in the second one. It's your, that's what they ask the question. You follow your shul, right? Your shul happens to have, you want to now dive in your shul with a later minyan. So then it seems that that would be Rabbi Yashiv's example, that this is my shul, there's many different minyanim. So then I could go do the last one, even though normally I don't. But Tom, you're right. To go to another shul altogether, it could be Rabbi Yashiv would agree that that's not my shul.
Normally I don't, but every Friday we come to a conversation, which thing you know now.
But then that's Rabbi Yashiv. So that's Rabbi Yashiv. Very good. That's Rabbi Yashiv's case. So every week is another discussion. Okay, so let's go weiter to some of the minyanim as we completed the parasha Tzitzis and some halachas, some schoolers, and just to some things that I found that I feel the island will enjoy as we conclude the year with some divrei agada. Mitzvah, so let's learn l'chaber, simul chabdal tzitzis. Mitzvah lachas tzitzis. Hold on to the tzitzis. Yadei afmalas. We hold the tzitzis on our left hand, keneged libay. That's something that I don't find people doing. But when you're holding your tzitzis in your left hand, it should be keneged your heart. So it should be up here, not down here. You should be holding your tzitzis keneged libay. Remez l'davar, the remez is v'hoya dvar me'ela, alav avecha. Dvar is Torah. We know that tzitzis is, we'll learn a little bit later, is corresponds to 630 mitzvahs. So the dvarim should be alav avecha. Zakta mishnah v'ura, yadei asmalus, pasa v'kis v'ari, v'ari brings down the arizal over there, v'yoyts and then k'nitzo l'zare. So we hold it between the last finger and the nitzah finger, which is going to be the ring finger. When you get the parashat tzitzis, take it in your right hand too. Stare at them. So that's also something that we should do. We take our tzitzis, and then you release the tzitzis from your hand. So according to the Arizal, and I want to show the Olam, the Shulchan Aruch, many times, sometimes we're looking for our tzitzis, and maybe we're sitting on it, and maybe we can't find it. Is it, do you really need all four tzitzis in your hand by Kriya Shema, or you only really need two? So I'm going to bring you a raya, you only need two, because there's a Beferish and Mechaber, and Simin Tzamachal, and Mechaber says like this. Touch your tzitzis on shayad. They don't even have to kiss it. We had a share about this the other day, or the other week, many weeks ago. The Indian is not to kiss it, it's to touch it. You want to remember, you're wearing tefillin. Then touch it, fill on sharois. And when you get to the part of Kriyashma, you mash only base tzitzis. Shalapanim. You see from the Chaber, you don't have to hold all four tzitzis. Chitas on the Chaber is two tzitzis in that tzitzis. So if you're by Kriyashma, it's just easy, or it's kind of, maybe you can't find it. You just really need two tzitzis. Just quickly, because I didn't want to have to bring down all these sharpes, just to show you the multitudes, because he does bring down. Why do we hold all four? So let's just read it quickly. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Yoichas Mitzvos Kriya Shema, from the beginning of Kriya Shema, really before that, when you say, May Arba Kampi Saritz, you take the tzitzis in your hand. Arba is the four sides. We'll see shortly from the Arizal. Kriya Shema Eshnei Atzitzis Shalufanah. Really only needed two in front of you. Where do you hold it? Kineged Levi. Mamash, what we just said, because of the Mechaber. Bain Sarach Lesukah, you don't have to hold all four. The Mechaber doesn't say all four. Shalim Arisim, I say, just quotes what we just said. Yamash Mish Tzitzis. Make sure you're going to look at the tzitzis. That's really what it means. So you're holding on to the tzitzis. You're remembering the tzitzis. The stock of the tzitzis. Although the lashon of mechaber is yimashmesh. Yimashmesh means be mistakel. Yichaben and you should be mechaben. Shame Hashem. Mishmur, that's getting into shame. Mishmur, Mishmur does bring this down. Hamarizem, whatever that means. Just have in mind shame Hashem. The kavanas hamitzvah. She was liskar kol mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis is all mitzvah Hashem. And then you put it on your eyes. We're going to see. You always take the tzitzis before you kiss them, and you're going to put it on your eyes. That's a re'isem isa. Then he brings down the arizal. This is our meaning. B'shem arizal kassel in a cane. B'shem again. When you get to arba kampei saaretz before kriya shema, take all four tzitzis. Arba kampei saaretz hasmalis, and then you put it between, like we said, mikmitz lazeres. Kineged olim. That's all the same. B'shem again. The parshas vayomer. When you get to Parshas Vayayim, then you also take it in the right hand. But the main part of the tzitzis is in your left hand, the shirish, meaning with the knots and the rest of the shirish, the roots of the tzitzis are in your left hand. Yistakel ala tzitzis kolzman. Always looking at your tzitzis when you say Shema. When you say Reisim, when you say Lesurach Levachem, whenever there's something to do with eyes, Reisim, Neinechem, kiss the tzitzis and put it on your eyes. So you're not just kissing the tzitzis when you say the word tzitzis. You're kissing the tzitzis when it's re'isem, I say, and also b'leisa surah achrei levachem. Yachzik tzitzis, and then you do the same thing in anonim, that's fadim lad. So you're going to do it the whole right way, l'fi kabbalah, l'fi the halacha. You're going to be mashmish b'tzitzis, and you're going to look at the tzitzis. L'fi the mechaber, you really don't have to kiss the tzitzis, but we're always showing our love to the mitzvahs. And then, of course, there's other minhagim too. You want to see all the different minhagim he brings down over here. Mikarif the tzitzis, on which finger? I'm not going to go into that, like what the other svarim said. So once again, the ikkar that we have to, when we're taking the tzitzis, is take the tzitzis, keneged levoy, that's important, to put it keneged levoy. And then we have the inyan of when we're supposed to look at the tzitzis, kiss the tzitzis. So the easy way to remember it, anything that has to do with eyes, which is re'isem. And also the lashon of during that time, you take the tzitzis and you kiss the tzitzis. There are many that bring down, we're going to just head for a moment into schoolist tzitzis, as we head into the summer, and it's always this man of frustration, especially whether it's traveling and things come up, and we can get frustrated. It's a Marathi Kishla Kaddish, and it works. This is what he says. Matina school, the Chassam Sefer brings this down too. I am quoting it from Elamir Biederman because I was. The first time I must probably saw it was there in the Sefer of Sfir Saimer, but it's brought down in many. I saw it this week, and some different others quote the same shlo. But see the school of after, let's say you're upset, you're angry, what do you do? So there's a shlo brings down like this. Vishem la'arich, take the knafa tzitzis, look at how he writes it, because others write the tzitzis, but he writes, take the corner of the beggar of the tzitzis. Why? He knaf, the corner. Oila, it's the same right. Not take the gematria of Kanaf, it's the same gematria as Kas, 150. So just look at the corner, just take the corner of the beggar. The Knaf, not the tzitzis. Take, grab it on. He doesn't even say, look at it. The way it's quoted over here, Kain Zeh, he brings the Chsam Sefer, he didn't see the Chsam Sefer. Chazal, Akai, if someone's angry, Yoich is grab the corner of your beggar. He's schooling the flaw. Chsam Sefer brings it down. He's schooling the flaw. He casts the gematria Knaf. Yeah, I just said it means a kavayasher. You should loyish beggin shal tzitzis. You're putting it on. Ace Rotson will not tell Makina Sinna Vikas. When you're putting it on, it's an Ace Rotson. You should daven at that time not to get angry. So we have a school in influx on Sefer Shlah, Kabayashar. The others, I looked at all the rest just to see who else brings this down. Like they always say when it comes to schoolers, who else is the source of all this? So I looked in all these farm over there. This is Sefer Tveras Uziel, brings down. Look how they all write a little different. He doesn't say the knapa tzitzis, grabbing it on, as the other said. He says, look at the tzitzis. Look at the second column. Like you said, when you put it on your chest, have in mind, so it's like a both. According to what the Medrash Talpiyah says, when you're saying, when you're davening itself and you're going to take the tzitzis, put it connected up chaza. Chaza is where we're going to daven that we should not be chavim lamatik akas. Somehow the tzitzis will help us get through our day without frustration, aggravation, and anger. If you look at the here's the Chassam Sofer. By the way, I didn't look at the Chassam Sofer inside. It does clearly write pikas. You can see the next one. Second from the bottom, he casts gematria 150. Gemai kanaf. Okay, therefore, what does David HaMelech do to show? Okay, he cuts the corner of his bag. Then carves David knaf miyul loyma. You're not royal with kanaf klal. Ki ata kayis mazal. You're an angry person and you're a frustrated person. So David HaMelech says you're not royal for the slula of the knaf habeged. And therefore, David HaMelech, I don't remember, goes into the cave and cuts off the knaf of David HaMelech of Shaul. You see how the drug, and here again, I looked in the Eitzes HaSeifer, which is the drug. It's one of his children's grandchildren quoting the Sam Seifer. He writes like this: Midrash Sam Seifer was Zayin Adar Pasav Harinin Rois Ki Roiv Hamitzes Einam Mekudim Krov. Most mitzvahs we don't do properly. Neishanu Darim Ben Agam living amongst the dime. The Afshalias that slits and slits Megos. So you don't wear the tzitzis out. You're not. And he writes very strong words. He says, what is the word tzitzis is we're going to learn now. What does the word tzitzis mean? It means on the outside. You're able to see it. The word tzitz is to see. The kind of the word tzitz. The tzitz means to look. We're going to learn the psukim now that discuss the inyan of the tzitzis. So let's learn the next sheet over here where we get into out. This week's parasha, we ended with tzitzis and shlach. We're heading into the parasha of Korach, where they complain. Korach's complaining. Let's learn the Rashi. Rashi says like this: Vilvishon, they come and they're wearing talisa shekula tchelis. Bava amdu lufnei Moshe. Amar talisa shekula tchelis chayav tzitz like Toro. Well, I'm chayavis. Yisrael started to laugh at him. Efshe shekala shemin echad chud efshe shel tchelis Toro. This whole thing is tchelis. So why does it need strength? And that was the taina that Korach had on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where they were mocking Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the word tzitzis mean? So let's go back to Rashi in last week's parasha. Parasha Shlach. Avotzlam tzitzis al shein apsilim. The strings are tzitzis. Kimai vaykecheni b'tzitzis Rashi. So it's the hanging part. Davaracha tzitzis. Why is it called tzitzis? Because to look. Re'isam. So either it's the strings psilim, and that's the translation of the word tzitzis, as it says here. Or tzitzis is to look. Made tzitz, which is to stare from the cracks, it means to look. So the word tzitz is to look. You're supposed to look at your tzitzis. Let us see the Naimal Mardik and Naimal Melech, and this is going to be what we'll speak about for the rest of this year, returning to the Naimal Melech. Of course, he lived many years ago, but still, we're still in his, we can't say we're in his generation, but definitely if this was necessary in his generation, it is today. The Naimal Melech is talking about every generation has a mitzvah that they have to work on. Let's learn the second line here because he's in the middle of talking about every generation, what's necessary. What about our generation? So I'm by number three. We all have a root to fix. Mitzvah miyuchedet, we have a special mitzvah. Yaiser, more than any other mitzvah. What mashal? Bidar hazeh. What is our mitzvah? You have to work on mitzvah tzitzis. You have to mishar mitzvahs more than any other mitzvah. Our generation is tzitzis. Why? Why is it? And what does that mean, tzitzis? What does he want us to do? How are you nizar and tzitzis more? You have to be misakim mitzvah tzitzis. You have to mishar mitzvahs. So besides holding the tzitzis during Kriyas Shema, which was, we discussed, there seems to be something more here in tzitzis, and we have to figure out what it is that our generation needs to be misakin the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that is the shirish of our generation. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Zachar, the most common tzitzis Hashem. We read in Rashi, Sheminyan gematria shel tzitzis. What's the gematria tzitzis? Sheishmeyas, right? Take the words of tzitzis. So it's 600. You have eight strings and you have the five knots, altogether 613. So Zechartim is called a mitzvah. When you're looking at the tzitzis, you're trying to recall the, not all the mitzvahs, but at least knowing that this is representing 613 mitzvahs. Says the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Reason why Zechartim is called Shkula mitzvah zu, this mitzvah is keneged kol mitzvahs. Why? What's so special about this mitzvah tzitzis that it's keneged kol mitzvahs kulu? So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, we just learned shkula mitzvah zu. Not that it's mamish shkula. You know what shkula means? Shkula also means to measure. It also means to weigh. So if you weigh, if you count, and it means to count. Usually that's when you found mishkol is a weight. You count the weight. It says Rashi in the Chassid. It says it's kol mitzvah. It says uzachart and it's kol mitzvah Hashem. That's one shot. It's therefore to remind you of all the mitzvahs. So it's shkula. Somehow it reminds you of the mitzvahs because it's 613. But and then furthermore, tzitzis is that gematria. Tav resh heik shar heik hutin. 613. Riyah, what's Riyah? Tzitzis meviu l'deis chesmei. When you look at the tzitzis, it should remind you of doing mitzvahs. I look at my tzitzis, as we'll shortly see, it is going to help you do the other mitzvahs. It's automatically, it's like a skula. It's a Torah skula. Says the Charedim. Charedim says like this. It's the Gemara. Number seven is just Rashi, where the Gemara says, Riyah meviu l'deis chira. And Zechira, maybe the day I see it, we're going to do mitzvah. Says the Chared, mitzvah haseim and atayra, hatzliyas be'enayim, be'efshel kamam. It's a mitzvah you can do very easy every single day. Every second I look at my tzitzis, I'm doing the mitzvah. Risem, I said. And he brings down, the stock of a tzitzis, who's risem, who's chartem. Riyah, maybe the day Zechira. Zechira, maybe the day ma'isa. And he goes into many tayag, and smack the room, and other sifrei mitzvah. So once again, let's just read those words of the Chared and how important it is. Mitzvah Sathem and Torah Tuliya Beinayim, but Efshar Yimekainet every day, and the Farshim say, Listakel Betzitzis, whenever I look at my Tzitzis, you take it out, you look at it, oh, 630 mitzvahs, you get a mitzvah, very simple mitzvah. Says the Mechaber. Mechaber says like this, Ikka Mitzvahs Talos Kotan, what's it? Talos Kulay Sheyav Begodo, Kidei Shekam and Yeru, you should remember, the Yiskar Mitzvahs, it's a warning from one of the Sforum that I use, Noyam Begodem, just want to see what he writes about it, and then the Parsha Shlach. He goes through a whole shtickle. If the ikar is a tzitzis, if they're an Indian of buying a nice talis katan, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a tzitzis. It's not the beged. So I go buy a nice beged, so I have to spend money on a nice, no one sees it anyway. Unless you're wearing it like the chassidim, you're wearing it out. But if you're not wearing it out, no one sees it anyway. Is it still an Indian of a talis na? The Gemara does say a talis na, that could be a talis that we wear in shul. He does write that it's still, it's like Rukhaim says. Rukhaim says, maybe you can tiny, you have a mitzvah mezuzah. So the mekamitz and says they probably get a nice house. So the mezuzah is going on the house. So your house is enhancing the mezuzah. That's what Reb Chaim said to someone. So if you want to use that as a reason to build a nice house, go right ahead. Have in mind I'm doing it for the mezuzah because I'm enhancing the mezuzah. So with the talis, you can say the same thing. No one see the beggar is still enhancing the tzitzis. It's a nicer beggar. It's a nicer tzitzis if you have a nicer beggar. So he writes that yes, there's an Indian buying a nice beggar, even if no one sees it. For you yourself, you know that I'm putting it on in the morning. Oh, this is a nice beged of tzitzis. And therefore, the need to make sure that our tzitzis, especially in the summer, we sweat and it's dirty, to make sure that it's not a lack of doing the mitzvah properly. But there is an inyan of having a nice beged and a clean beged when you're going to be wearing the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah over here. We read this Mishnah Berurah many times, right? But it's worth it to chazer over again because we'll see a little bit later from some of the other pesukim. These people that put the tzitzis ben mesayim in their pants, they die not only shemalim enei, they're closing their eyes and not the siv pasuk says it. You have to see it. You have a mitzvah. Oh, they're being mavazed a mitzvah. Hashem is baruch. But see them hanlitin esedin, and we're going to be punished in shemayim. Amr Chazal zar b'mitzvah tzitzis. If you're careful, mitzvah tzitzis zayich b'raya paneshkin o mashma min aksuvim da yehudim. That the Jews, Sheyishar, Leisak, hate those that are going to be left at the end, Yomitziyana, Mitzizu, they're going to have this mitzvah. Because that's what it says. It's a Raya Pnei Ashkina. So that's the only way to see this. Varman Chazal, Kalam Zar, Mitzvah, Tzitzis, Zaycho, Masimah, this is the Gemara, Shnei Alapim, Shmei Namez. So the Chafetz Chaim is very, very adamant about the fact that we have to see our tzitzis throughout the day. Comes to Pesach Chuvitz, he brings out Shara Kavanis, the Daf, Yod, and Tzarek Lestak of a tzitzis for Tal Shav Kol Rag. Like we said, it's a mitzvah you do 24/7. For Shemaim, Shemaim Ar Kasa Uri Yisem, what you say? To Tayel is Gado with Neshama. To Tayel is Gado, Shal Yizdam and Chet Al Yodai, you're not going to have any Avera. And he's like, if you're careful by looking at the tzitzis, looking at it through the day, you're not going to be Nisho in any Avera. And he says also, we got Yasik Tayel is Gado, the Tzarek, Ristako, Behen, Shnei, Pam, Zach, Hazet, this is all the Arizal. Look again. Sheyesh l'chav meses takas kaviyasha. We read all of this before, so let's go to the back of the sheet over there, where the we're going to read from the sefer over here, which is important because as we're going to head back into the Noam Elimelech to see what else tzitzis does for us. Besides that, tzitzis is 613 mitzvahs. So we're reading over here. The pasuk says, "Noyat isha chasale." What? How many tzitzis do we have on our beged? We have 32 tzitzis. 32 represents lev. That's always, we've spoken about so many times. Number 32 represents our teeth. That's how we smile at people with our, we give them our heart. We give them, that's, it says that a smile is better than milk because through a smile, you're giving someone, you give milk, you don't have to, you don't do it with a smile. It's so much more important to give a nice greeting, and someone who doesn't is missing out on the 32 teeth. We're going to see the Medrash Shapir on the last one in the sheet over here. He's today the doctors will not be able to confirm this, but we'll see that there's a difference between men, the Goyim and Yidden when it comes to teeth. But let's first go in order over here from the Svarim, the other great Paiskim that bring down, and the Gemara says like this, Ho, Hanoyah Femisha, so if someone is a Mizana with a woman, Goyim Loim Yishim, now you chas alei, you're missing Ratzel Loimah, Shech Heim, Shech, you're missing. So say the 32 chut and shal tzitzis, you're not being careful. That's chasar lev. The tzitzis, as we know from the Gemara, shield a person from noyaf. Because what does it say? Noyaf isha is missing what? Chasar is missing 32. What's 32? The tzitzis. So generally speaking, if someone doesn't wear tzitzis, there's much more of a taiva for arayis. That's what it's saying. Again, chasar lev. I'm sorry, noyaf isha. You know why noyaf isha? Because chasar lev, you're missing your 32. What are you missing? Missing the 32 tzitzis, someone who doesn't have a beged of tzitzis, which is going to be a kosher beged, there's a concern of arayas and taiva. And that's why, usually at night, when there is no mitzvah tzitzis, that's when the arayas taiva comes out at night. And he goes into this idea of the achrei nechem, how we get rid of the taiva for arayas. Says the Belzer Rebbe Meir Dikipshat. Let's see the pasuk by Yeshus Yifas Tayyip. You're going to be in the, you're going to take a woman in captivity. You're going to desire her. Says Rashi. Married the Kabbalah's Rebbe on Rashi's Madaik, the words in Rashi. You're going to take her as an Isha. Law is Laman Aleph is 31. What does it mean? If you're only Laman Aleph, so you don't have the Laman base, you don't have the 32 tzitzis. What's going to happen then? Oh, then you're going to end up with a fasayer because you're a chasar lev, you're missing the 30. So the loy, if it's only 31, meaning one of the strings is missing on your tzitzis, loy, tibra tira, that's what the Torah is talking about. That's keneged yetzer hara. What do we need then? You need the lamed base. Now it's fire dig a shot. What happened by Yosef? What does she want to do by Yosef? So let's see. Drushes or in the drushes of Rabbi Evan Shulav, Pashas Vayigas. Yosef is with Eishes Paytifera. Chamana and Nichshav b'shtei averes. Gilei Arayis. Who's going to be Nichshav Gilei Arayis? Eishes Paytifera. Sheba lemaisa. If not for the vision of his father, Sheheraloi. Mitzis atzitzis. She tzilu menachay. The tzitzis saved him from the chay. My shadar shepasa. What about this pesel building though? What does it mean? He grabbed. What's she grabbing? What's she grabbing his bag? What she grabbed? She grabbed the tzitzis. She was trying to pull away the tzitzis because if there's no tzitzis, then we're afraid of the type of arayas. So she understood that. And that's why I put on the next one on the sheet over here, this sefer also, he says that we learned the Gemara Menachis, or in the Gemara of Zara, that this individual lived with every Zayna. So what happened? The tzitzis was tapfalei dal tzitzis alpanam. Tzitzis v'seil b'vigdoi. What does she want to do? La'asir tzitzis. Shei manichanat. When you're wearing tzitzis, you're not going to do an aveira. Shei manichanat. He runs outside. Remesh and cut his yitzah, the like tzitzis, was a big day atzah. He leaves the tzitzis, he runs out. So he has no choice. He left it behind. But she, that was what she was trying to do. And that's why, Inami, but it's a big day, the Sivas big day, Shlehaya love tzitzis. Ayanish and Yisara Shavatan Yitzah, Shemi, he didn't have the tzitzis to save him. Either way, that's what she was grabbing. What's she grabbing? Not Stama's coat, not his jacket, not his shirt. She was trying to remove the tzitzis. Once remove the tzitzis, now the taiva of Arayis is very, very strong. Says the Gemara Masechta the site and Achmentes. What's going to happen in the days of Mashiach? In the days of Mashiach, definitely Nimaisa Mashiach. When Mashiach is coming, we have no idea. Or in the days we see, what's going to happen? Chutzpah Yazda, we've spoken about this. It's more chutzpah than any other time in the world. I had this Thursday night with a 23-year-old boy, and you hear, you see it. It's the disrespect that the young have for the old today. Is gaiva, is they think they know better than us, and they know more than us, and they talk disrespectfully. Definitely we see there's more chutzpah than ever before. Never had, and as we see it now, not only with our children, but with others that are asking us for advice, their chutzpah is hard to understand. Anyway, let's go further over here. The Gemara does talk about other things that are going to happen in the days of the Yimayis HaMashiach. We see about wine is going to become expensive. The Malchus is going to turn into Minas. The Entechachet is not going to be any Musar. No one's going to want to listen to Musar. What's the last one? The last one is Beis Bad Yuznus. The Beis HaMedrash is going to turn into Makam Yuznus. What does that mean? So the Mepharshim will say, what does that mean? Today, it's easy. You bring your phones into the Beis HaMedrash. What's on our phones? You have so many inappropriate ads, so many different, whether it's going to be, even if you go to a kosher place, there's always going to be something which is going to lead us to having the thoughts that are not good. So the Beis Vad, even the Mekaymas that are gatherings, is going to turn into Znus. Comes out Maridik now. If we said that what's going to happen in the days of Mashiach, that there's going to be this Beis Vad Yil Znus. So that's one of the signs of what's happening in the days of Mashiach. We understand now why Naim Elamel says, what is our, what mitzvah today in our generation is so important? Tzitzis. Because what do we say? Tzitzis is Chatar Lev. If you're missing the Lamed Beis, then it brings Taniyot. So we have to work on the mitzvah of Tzitzis more than ever, Bizman Hazeh, because that is what's going to help us during this difficult time of when it's Beis Vad Yil Znus. And when you see the other Svarim that speak about it, they also say this idea of how we have to be careful with the mitzvah tzitzis. So we should wear tzitzis during the day, during at night. We should wear it. We should make sure we're going to be count the tzitzis every morning, make sure it's clean. Make sure that the tzitzis to us, look at the tzitzis during the day. You have a mitzvah to look at them. You could be mekayim the mitzvah constantly. Have in mind all the 613 mitzvahs and the easy mitzvah. Then through the mitzvah of tzitzis, we have our lamed beis and we'll be able to fight and battle the Yetzirah. What else does tzitzis work for? I did see many, many that say this. And it's also not just a Stama Skula that's a 2025 Skula. We're going to look at the Sefer Zechira, quoted many, many bring this down. Mitzvah Tzitzis Tzricha is Rizas, the needs is Rizas. In Gadol Einshem Abat L'Chasham, those that are not careful, it's a Gadol Einish. Kishayim L'Sakha, but this is important. When you say the words L'His Atef Batzitzis, what is the Lamed? The L'Sakha starts with a Lamed, and also Bitzitzis starts with a Beis. Which two letters do we find again? Lev, the same two letters that we said. Yichav and have in mind, Lev, Neged, Lamed, Beis. Chut and have in mind, once again, the Lamed, Beis. The Neged says, Skula, you're not going to have any problem with your teeth. You don't want to go to the dentist. You don't want to have gum disease. You don't want to have bleeding gums. So, Lamed, Beis, I told you, you have 32 teeth. So, we have the tzitzis, when you're having in mind, this ate per tzitzis, and also they bring down, when you're going to cut your tzitzis if they're too long, don't do it with a knife, do it with your teeth. Tzitzis shkulim. We just goes through the other points that we mentioned today. 613 cheslutim hekshar mashlim and tevet tzitzis hayag goes through all the ramazim that we said. He also mentions one other thing. Cheslutim is remez b'chol tzad sheyifne. If you look at your cheslutim, you're going to remember what are all the parts of abad that cause averus. There are chesivar hamaragim zayav. There's nine, the two, the eyes, another two, peh dechaitim yadayim and the raglayim. So all those is 2, 4, 6. And you're going to have the 8, although it seems if you can add it all up, it's really more. But he's looking at the Adayim and Regalim as 1. So therefore, you're going to, and then the Erev or Lebeis, I know the Shlag talks about how it represents all 8 of the different Evarim that cause us to do Averis. But how it's interesting, the Medrash Talpias I looked at this morning again, and others that discuss this number 32. Look at what he brings down over here. I did speak to dentists, and they don't. I did see a story of Chaim Kaniewski. There was an individual. They weren't sure if he was Jewish or not. And Chaim says, "Look at his teeth." So I don't know what that. I didn't, at the time, I didn't know what he meant. But if you look at what he writes in the Medrash Talpi, it's on the bottom over here. Ain't kivan shashinai mechusam ain't a nirim lion like mikra or havdu. If your mouth is closed, you can't tell the difference between Yisrael and a Yid. But if your mouth is open, a Jew has 30, lamed beishinaim has 32 teeth, and a guy has 33. Even Shadav Yidu, everybody knows that. Yesh Hefrish, Maitzi Amin. You can tell a Jew because a Jew has 32 teeth. I saw a different svarim. Some say Goyim have 31. Some say Goyim have 33. Zman Hazeh, seems everybody can have 32. Most of you, I don't know if you pulled your wisdom teeth yet. If you didn't pull your wisdom teeth yet, so then all you have to do, I saw the svarim says, let's look at our tzitzis, Lamed Beis. You look at your tzitzis, when you're saying Lesatik, the tzitzis have in mind. Also, if you smile at people, so then if Hashem has given us the teeth to be able to smile at other people, Hashem gave you the lamed beis, the lev. How do you give someone your heart? You give it to them through a smile. Every word, therefore, that's going to deal with lev has in it lev. So you want, when you smile at someone, you want to have white teeth. So the Hebrew word, of course, is going to be lavan. What's the first two letters in lavan? Lamed beis. What do you want to drink? You want to drink chalav. What's the last two letters in chalav? It's lev also. So if you're going to look at the lamed beis, everything that's going to deal with heart, how do we give our heart to someone? We show them, we smile. I tell the girls in school that they're going to put on braces and they're wearing the braces, have teeth to smile. They're really doing a mitzvah. They're doing a mitzvah because they want to be able to smile at someone else and not just to smile, but to do it with passion. And you could go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah of the Haftal Re'acha Kamaicha by the number 32. The Ben Ish Chai speaks about this. They all speak about the Indian of the Kelev. What's the Kelev? We are given our, the Ben Ish Chai says, it says, Alaykh al Bishuk is Dharma la Kalab, you're Dharma to a dog. What do you mean you're Dharma to a dog? A lot of others, animals eat also. What's Kalab? So he brings down a different twist. Yeah, by the way, you have to eat with class and we have to know where we're allowed to eat. It's a separate share. What he does say is if you would take out the teeth or you look at the teeth, it looks like a letter Chaf. Our teeth are a letter Chaf. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us our teeth to smile at people. If we're going to eat in the street, we're not smiling at them. All they see is us, they see us eating, which is not classy, and they find most people do find that to be not fine at all. So it says the Ben Ish Chai, eating in the street, you're taking your chaf and you're not using the lev the right way. You're using your eichel b'shuk. Hashem gave us the teeth, so we should smile at people. If we're eating in our teeth, our teeth are dirty, and you can't smile at someone with food in your mouth. So therefore, he says if you're eichel b'shuk, you're not using your lev, your lamed beis, the right way. You're taking your chaf, which is your teeth, and you're not giving your lev the proper way. We can go ahead as we head into the summer, we focus on our tzitzis, we look at our tzitzis, we wear our tzitzis down to the pool. There's no, wherever you're going, you have to wear tzitzis. You can take it off by the pool. You want to wear your tzitzis out, you should wear the tzitzis out. I always tell the boys, it should be, you can't just wear it out as if, you should wear it with a little class. You walk around, like I said yesterday, you should wear it the way we wear it during the year. Make sure that we are put together. But the Indian of the tzitzis, looking at it, is a schooler for our teeth. It's a schooler for chasar, for the niyuf, and also not to get angry. Look at the knaf, look at the corner. As we're sitting in traffic, take your tzitzis out and look at the corner of your tzitzis. Or look at the baguette on the corner, and you'll tell me what happened at the end of the summer, if it worked or not. We should be zayich mitzvah shev as we head into the country. Have a safe summer. Mitzvah shem shkayach. We'll be here on our Sunday shiurim throughout the year. Shkayach.